Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Did you ever go to tweet something and you can't, like, you're like, why does the, I'm trying to find somebody to tag that I want to put out there that I can't find on there. Like, did they, like, stop allowing me to tag them?
Oh, I've had issues like that all the time when I tag people for the GR account.
I'm trying to find my buddy, John Harris, to tag him and to say, like, he's coming on the radio today with me. And I can't, like, find his tag. It's not, like, you know, it's not showing up when you first go do the tag, right? I think it's, there he goes, John Harris, it's J. Harris Football, there it is, J. Harris. But usually I just type in Harris and it comes up because I only probably follow a couple people, like Harrison Phillips maybe, right? Might be a name there. All right, so this is what I was doing. And I literally spent the last like 30 seconds before the mic came on going, oh, I'm trying to tweet out who's going to be on the Loaded Extra Point Show today. John Harris going to join me. He is the Texan sideline reporter. Also really big into the NFL draft. We'll get his thoughts on post, you know, Bills draft, some of the guys they got. But I want to also talk about the Texans. I know that CJ Stroud hasn't been throwing during OTAs. He's with shoulder soreness. Plus, they've moved on from Stephon Diggs, and now everything's happening with him in New England. You know, what was the book on him while he was there in Houston? Tank Dell situation, AFC overall. We'll talk with John Harris coming up at 11 a.m. But before that, just about 5 minutes from now, our buddy Thad Brown from Rochester is going to join me. WROC-TV, also Buffalo Kickoff Live here in Buffalo and around the state. I join him and Josh Reed, Matt Perino, Carl Jones, Tim Graham. We'll be getting after it during training camp with some Buffalo Kickoff Live shows. So Thad Brown's going to join me today to talk about the Bills and OTAs yesterday. Thad was there. And I thought that yesterday was a very interesting day because of kind of who wasn't there and how it went, right? Now, we do not get an official attendance report from OTAs. What we get is us watching and writing down who's there and who's not there. And from there, sometimes we see guys, they're there, they're not there, or I would say like they're there but not participating. You can't tell exactly how much they're doing. We don't get a full or a limited, things like that. So Taron Johnson, for example, red jersey on. Usually that means there might be limited, but seemed like he did everything that they were doing. But I can't tell if he actually was in every single rep that he normally would be, right? I don't have the script in front of me for a practice. The coach doesn't give it to me, but it looked to me like he was taking a part in normal reps. That said, a guy like Baylen Spector, surprise, surprise, on the sidelines, not participating, and I say it that way, not to be mean, but here we go again, a guy that has had too many injuries over the first 3 years of his career, and he wasn't on the field. He was on the sidelines, watching his team. So we know that he didn't participate. I had tweeted out yesterday that Cam Lewis wasn't present. I was told afterward, my buddy Andy Young, a friend of the program, Spectrum News One, texted me and said he saw Cam Lewis later in the field house. So could be getting treatment on something, could have been a day where he couldn't make it to practice for a certain reason, personally, whatever. But he was there. So the only two people, so Spencer Brown was there, he didn't participate. We know that. DeMar was there. DeMar Hamlin was there, he didn't participate. The only two people who didn't were James Cook, contract situation, we know that, and assuming that's pretty much why, and Josh Allen, who got married last weekend in California. No surprise there. So one of the things that happened yesterday is watching the offense run without Josh Allen, obviously it's going to be a noticeable difference. And I tweeted out a couple of observations, and one of them was, hey, the offense obviously looks different, but one of those ways it looks different is Weathers, Trubisky, Mike White, Shane Buechele, they don't process quick as Josh and get rid of the ball as quick. I would say they don't process as quick, but they certainly didn't get rid of the ball as quick. And that's probably why, processing. But either way, you could tell there was the pass rush got there a little bit too much. It seemed like they should have maybe pulled the trigger before they did on a couple of throws. And some of the response was interesting because, yes, there's a segment of fans who say, look, without Josh Allen, they're winning 4 or 5 games. Now, I don't know if I believe that necessarily, but certainly there's going to be a drop-off like there would be with any elite quarterback. Take Lamar Jackson off the Ravens. Take Patrick Mahomes off the Chiefs. Take Joe Burrow off the Bengals. This is no different here. There's going to be a noticeable drop-off. The hope is, if Josh were to ever actually miss time, that it's very little time. A couple of games, you get by, and what do you have behind him? The other thing that happened was, became a bit of a debate on the Bills' backup quarterbacks. And I had a couple of people say, I can't believe they've never gone out and got a better backup than Mitch Trubisky. Well, I know this is going to sound, when I say it out loud, it's going to sound bad, or it's going to sound at least wrong, but it's not, which is, Mitch Trubisky is actually one of the better backup quarterbacks in the NFL. And I say that because he's actually played in the league, had a little bit of success, has seen pretty much everything in the league. And if you had to go through 2, 3, 4 games without Josh Allen, you'd rather have him than, I would say, pretty much most backup quarterbacks in the NFL. Go look at rosters around the league, folks. The other part of that is, if you did want to upgrade, you're not getting some guy who's normally going to be a starter somewhere, because that guy's probably got a starting job. So it really became interesting yesterday, kind of reading some of the comments and people's thoughts about that. And I'm not here to tell you even, I think Matt Bove and I from WKBW, we do our It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast. We did one last night. We talked about this particular situation, and Matt said to me, well, do you think it's a lock that Trubisky's even on the team? And I said, no, I actually don't. I could see Mike White beating him out, and I would even tell you the Bills really like Shane Buechele, right? Like, they like him. So I could see that as well. But that said, I could see that happening. I don't think it's going to happen, because the Bills, if something were to happen to Josh, who, by the way, knock on wood, has the longest starting streak of any quarterback in the NFL right now. He plays through some stuff, and he takes pride in being out there and being available. If something were to happen for 3, 4 games, I had someone tweet me that they think they'd be more comfortable with, or the Bills would be better off with, like a mid-round rookie over Mitch Trubisky. I don't agree with that. I think you're risking a lot there. At least you have a guy who's been in the league, and no, he's not Josh Allen. We know that. But I still say, go take a look at the other 31 teams. Maybe you'll find a few backups. You say, that guy's better than Mitch Trubisky. That's fine. There's not many teams that have a backup that would be at, really as competent to come in and win some games for a team like the Buffalo Bills, who are trying to win a Super Bowl if they're in that situation. And that's kind of what happened yesterday, which was interesting because that's not what you go into OTAs thinking about, the backup quarterback, right? But without Josh Allen, A, you see it on the field, and then you get into that discussion, which is interesting.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's hope we never have to cross that bridge. 803-0550 is the telephone number. James Cook, next week, we'll see if he's at mandatory minicamp. That's when it begins for the Bills Tuesday, then Wednesday and Thursday. It is mandatory then. It is not now. It is voluntary. He was not out there yesterday either. So obviously we know he's got the contract situation. We'll see where that goes. Our buddy Thad Brown's going to join me right now on the West Her Hotline. Thad was out at Bills OTAs yesterday, and he joins us from WROC-TV in Rochester. Good morning, Thad. Thanks for joining me, buddy.
Hey, Sal. How's it going, man?
I'm doing well. What did you notice about no Josh Allen yesterday? What I noticed was on the field, guys not getting rid of the ball as quick. There's such obviously a noticeable difference, but it has sparked a discussion amongst Bills fans about the backup quarterback position.
It's a great thought, and I had it going into the draft because you know the Bills have kind of been on this conveyor of we're going to bring in a guy maybe for 1 year, maybe two if they want to stay. Most likely it's a guy that's going to be able – his best attribute is that Josh Allen likes having him in the quarterback room, which is not nothing. But to your point, you know, if Josh Allen were to miss three or four games – being a load of laughs in the quarterback room doesn't really help you on the field as much. Doesn't mean Mitch Trubisky can't play. He obviously has, you know, a level he can reach. But like you said, it's not easy to find a backup quarterback. There are 10 or 15 teams that can't even find a starting quarterback. So are people expecting the Bills to come up with a guy who's the 45th best quarterback in the league and expect them to be very good? But I have thought about the idea of Buffalo trying to invest a fourth or fifth round pick in a quarterback with the idea that, yeah, for this year, if you make that guy your backup quarterback, he's almost certainly going to be worse than what Mitch Trubisky would give you. But, you know, if you hit on that guy, finger quotes big time with hit, you might end up with a better backup quarterback than what you would get with Mitch Trubisky, and B, if that guy is a better quarterback, well, then maybe you can flip him for a higher draft pick down the road, and now you've had some return on your investment. But do the Bills have the kind of latitude to mess around with those kind of long-term investments when you're trying to win a Super Bowl every year and your goal is if Josh Allen gets hurt for X number of games that are not going to be generally detrimental to my season, i.e. six or more, can I find a guy that can get me through this year? And the answer to that is almost never going to be a fourth-round rookie. It's going to be Mitch Trubisky, even if he might be a middle-of-the-road backup quarterback. So, although, yeah, you know, there's certainly a potential high-end reward for, you know, spending one of those draft picks on a quarterback, by the time you realize that reward, the window might be so small it's not worth it, because now you've got, you know, year one where a guy can't help you, and year three or four where maybe you've traded him away for a pick to make the whole idea worth it. So, you know, Mitch Trubisky, at the end of the day, I think will be the type of backup quarterback the Bills always have, at least in this prime Josh Allen window.
Thad Brown here on the West Hur Hotline. Bills back at OTAs tomorrow. No media available. That'll be the last OTA before mandatory minicamp next week. Then our attention shifts to James Cook and whether or not he's there. How much are you kind of paying attention to that, and what does it matter if he is or isn't to the overall picture for you going into training camp?
I don't think it matters a ton for the overall picture. I mean, look, it's a thing. Every time he misses a practice, it's a thing, you know, because he's obviously making a statement. He was the only guy that missed last week. He was one of, like, one or two guys who missed yesterday. So, you know, there's obviously a message being sent and I think received about the contract situation. I think more likely than not he's there next week, because you start to get fined next week. And certainly for training camp, you know, when the fines start to pile up, like, I could see James Cook skipping next week because you might get fined for three or maybe only two missed practices. But when we get to training camp and the fines just pile up, compounding day after day after day, running back, you know, you're not really in a position to hold out and mess around with that. Like, a guy like Hassan Reddick last year with the Jets, he can hold out forever. He's an edge rusher. If he gets paid, he's getting paid something that you could buy an island with. James Cook is a running back. Even if he gets, like, slightly above market value, he's getting half or a third of what other positions will make. So, you know, he does not have the A, wherewithal coming off a second-round rookie contract, and B, the likely payoff to where he's going to skip training camp practices. All that said, look, the guy clearly is not satisfied with his contract. So until that gets changed, this will continue to be a thing. Will he be at practice? Will he be at games? I think probably. But is he 100% on board and committed until he gets that contract? I think there's a question that can be raised about it.
And obviously, going into next week, you could also see a hold in, right? I mean, he could show up and say, I'm just not practicing. We've seen that before as well, Thad.
That is the new version of the, you know, like right now he's the I'm unhappy with a contract playbook. You know, there are social media, passive-aggressive social media posts, not going to voluntary off-season conditioning, not going to voluntary OTAs. And the next step of that lately, at least one of the next steps, has been I'm here so I'm just here so I don't get fined and then I don't do anything. So, you know, again, until this gets solved to his satisfaction, it's a thing, even if I don't think it's a thing that probably changes a ton of how the Bills, you know, regular season goes.
What did you take away from anything Bobby Babbage said, Buffalo Bills defensive coordinator, yesterday?
You know, with the defense, it wasn't so much what Bobby Babbage said. I was really impressed with the way that Trey White and Dane Jackson, to a lesser extent, handled the discussion about Maxwell Harrison. You know, you heard, I don't know if people heard, but Joe Flacco recently was asked about being a mentor to Shedeur Sanders and Gabriel, the two rookie quarterbacks the Browns have. And Flacco, you know, kind of weirdly fenced it a little bit where, you know, I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to do. Yeah, I'll lead by example, but I'm not really here to, you know, to be a mentor. Whereas Trey White and Dane Jackson said flat out, I don't have an ego. You know, I'm going to do what I can to help, you know, guys on this team. Trey White said, I know what it's like to be a first-round pick. I know what Maxwell Harrison is dealing with, how hard it is, the difficulties. And this is not a one-time thing. You know, over the years, talking with Levi Wallace or, you know, Christian Benford, I mean, it seems like every other year we have a cornerback position battle. It's Wallace, you know, versus Dane Jackson. It's Benford versus Kyir Elam. But universally, all these guys have talked about the fact that they're here to help each other. Whoever the veteran is, he says every single time we ask about it, I want to help this guy because it makes us better. And you saw it again yesterday with Trey White and Dane Jackson. And I think where I land on with that is when you think about Maxwell Harrison as a first-round pick, the last first-round cornerback the Bills took, Kyir Elam, did not work out. Well, this guy is coming into a fantastic environment. You've got two veterans who know everything about the Bills' defense, know the facility, and are happy to help, are willing, are excited to help this young guy. And then I think in addition, you know, John Butler is the defensive backs coach. He's an excellent NFL coach. There's a reason why Bills defensive backs were very good when he was here. It's not just all Sean McDermott. He had a part of it. But we've all seen it with John Butler. The guy has an aggressive, in-your-face personality. And I think that that was part of the reason why Kyrie Elam had issues in Buffalo. Not all the reason, but some of the reason. With that guy not here, with the kind of veterans you have in that room who are open and almost dying to help a young guy, even though they still want to compete, you got to figure that Maxwell Hairston can't have a better situation for him to potentially realize all that first-round talent. Who knows if it'll happen, but that's what I thought walking away yesterday. That, wow, if I'm Maxwell Hairston, I feel great about the next 2 years of my life.
What about Joe Brady, offensive coordinator? Anything he said that stood out to you?
Yeah, the one, it's kind of a small thing, but there was a question about Keon Coleman and his usage and whether that he'd go back inside. And Joe Brady said at one point, well, you know, I don't believe in inside and outside receivers. And I kind of, you know, roll my eyes at that a little bit because, you know, the Bills have a ton of guys who are inside receivers. You know, you think about the best receivers on this team, Khalil Shakir, Curtis Samuel, borderline, Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman, everybody hopes. All those guys are probably better receivers on the inside. So for Joe Brady to say, I don't believe in inside and outside, that's not a philosophical thing. He really doesn't have a choice because most of the guys he's going to use are inside receivers. Now, you know, Josh Palmer, I think, can be a solid outside receiver, but he also probably is just an average NFL receiver. You know, probably, I don't want to say just a guy. He's competent, he's professional, but he's probably not above average. You know, maybe Elijah Moore is that guy, but, you know, when you consider the receiving talent on this team and you want to throw, you know, James Cook and Ray Davis and the running backs into this, if you're putting Elijah Moore and Josh Palmer out on the field at the same time, then somebody who's probably better than one of those two guys is on the bench. So this is an offense that really doesn't have the ability to say, well, we're going to have inside and outside guys because they don't have them. And it's not even all their fault either. When guys come out of college these days, most of them don't see press coverage. Because of the way college offenses work, because it's so spread out, defenses won't play press because you put a kid out there on an island who doesn't know how to press, if he gets beat, it's a touchdown. So defenses in general in college will just back off and not play press. So when receivers come to the NFL, they haven't seen that kind of defense. They haven't seen that kind of opposition to be comfortable enough to go out in the X or the Z and play outside and face that. So I think what the Bills, when Joe Brady says, I don't believe in inside and outside receivers, he doesn't have a choice. He's not the only one. And I think it's going to just continue to go in that direction because the large majority of receivers coming out of college are guys that are not familiar, not experienced, and maybe cannot even handle outside, you know, press situations. So, you know, to sit here and say, well, we don't believe in inside and outside, it's because you don't really have a choice, in my opinion. You have to find a way to make it work with a bunch of receivers that all would probably be happy in the slot.
Thad Brown here, WRLC-TV, Rochester. You can catch him also on BKL, Buffalo Kickoff Live. We're going to be ramping up some shows once we get to training camp out in Rochester. Speaking of Rochester, I noticed you retweeted Thomas Bryant back in the NBA Finals. How cool is that to see a local kid from Rochester back in the NBA Finals with the Indiana Pacers?
It's really cool. You know, it's always fun. You know, Rochester lately, and I think Buffalo too, I don't know how equitable it is, but we seem to have a bunch of guys who are, you know, doing things in the pro ranks. Ernie Clement plays for the Blue Jays. He's had a big week last week. Isaiah Stewart is in the NBA as well, plays for the Pistons, notorious for, you know, random ejections and punches and stuff like that. But to have a guy, you know, go back to the NBA Finals, and the cool story with Thomas Bryant is that, you know, he went to the Finals with the Nuggets, won a ring there. But that year he didn't, like, even play in the playoffs. He played one game. He's a regular member of the Pacers rotation, and a guy that Pascal Siakam, as he's receiving the MVP trophy for the Eastern Conference, which I know was controversial, most people thought it should have been Haliburton, I probably agree, but Siakam got a question about Thomas Bryant and shouted out the fact that, look, you know, Bryant in games 3 and 4 against the Knicks didn't play, came back in for games 5 and 6 and was great in game 6. You know, 3 rebounds, 11 points, 3 threes off the bench. And to have a guy from our town in the midst of the NBA, the heart of the NBA playoffs, the high leverage parts of the NBA playoffs, be front and center for a little while, it was pretty cool. And Thomas Bryant's a good kid, you know, grew up the right way, best we could tell. You know, he's had, you know, a pretty solid NBA career. He's a 6'9" guy who can shoot threes. You're gonna have jobs in the NBA if you can do that for a long, long time. And, you know, to see him be able to be a part of what's been a pretty unique and special run with the Pacers has been awesome. And, you know, it'll be fun to – I really think the Thunder win this series in like 5, but regardless – It's a great season for Brian, and it'll be cool watching him for the next couple weeks.
Well, you answered my next question. You like the Thunder in five in this one. Who do you like in the Stanley Cup? Oilers-Panthers rematch.
I think the team coming out of the West was always going to be my team. You know, I think between Winnipeg and Dallas and Vegas and Edmonton, you know, maybe to a little lesser extent, I thought that's where the power was in the league this year. Now, look, you know, Florida's been this is a three straight finals, so there's going to be, you know, these two teams are the rematch. There's going to be no one, you know, being overwhelmed by the moment or anything. But it feels like the Connor McDavid train at some point is going to end up holding a Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Oilers have had a couple chances now. They're so deep, so talented, you know, really handled what I thought was a really great Dallas team in the conference final. So that's my lean, but it's hockey, man. I mean, we're going to probably get two games. They're going to be 2-2 at 5 minutes to go, and, you know, whoever gets the pinball to bounce their way is going to win those games. So I think of the two series, the more interesting and exciting one, I shouldn't say interesting, the more exciting one I think will be the NHL series. I think the NBA one is more interesting because the Pacers are, like, defying expectations at every turn. You know, when you've got a team that's winning games, or at least going to overtime, on shots that bounce off the rim, go above the shot clock, and then go in, there's no, you know, I don't know what to say about a team like that.
They played twice this year. The Thunder have won 132, 111, and 120, 114. Before I let you go, Thad, yesterday the Knicks make really big news, like very surprisingly fired Tom Thibodeau. And I'm sure you've probably seen this, and I know Shulman Bulldog talked about this. I got it right away from people on social, which is, oh, see, here's a team. This guy came in, did a great job, kind of turned them around, set a culture, but he can only take them so far. They made a change. Comparing that to Buffalo and the Bills and Sean McDermott still holding his job. Do you think that's fair?
I mean, it's not totally unfair, but it's a lot of a different situation. I mean, yeah, the Knicks have been bad for a while, but, like, first of all, the bar for bad and good is different in the NBA and the NHL. You know, in the NBA, if you're not getting out of the second round, you're almost irrelevant. Like, making the playoffs is nothing in that league. You got to get to a conference final, or that's it. Now, I know the Knicks have been much worse than just losing in the second round, but this is not the same as the Bills going 17 years without making the playoffs in the NFL. I mean, I think cultures can change a lot easier in the NBA and the NFL just because of sheer size of rosters. You know, you got 15 guys on an NBA team, eight that play, three that matter. In the NFL, those numbers are like, you know, you got to multiply them all by five. So to be able to change a culture, I think, is more of a chore. Now, could there come a point with the Bills, and I know some people think we've already reached that you look at Sean McDermott and wonder maybe he's just not going to get over the hump. You know, I mean, Marty Schottenheimer was that guy. I know that comparison comes up. So I don't think it's incredibly or ridiculously wrong to have that conversation about Sean McDermott. But the way things work in the NBA and the way things work in the NFL, it's almost apples to oranges. I mean, Sean McDermott also has had multiple times where he's gotten this team back to a deep spot in the playoffs, divisional round or AFC championship. Whereas Tibbs, this is the first time that the Knicks have gone to an Eastern Conference final. This isn't like a guy who's had seven knocks on the door and hasn't gotten it done. This was the first time they got close and they canned him, which, you know, kind of in the vacuum of that move makes it very curious. With the Bills, while, yeah, you might want to say that Sean McDermott has not gotten it done, he has also gotten his team back to that spot over and over and over, multiple division titles, 10, 11, 13 wins a year. You know, those are all things that fans may not be satisfied with, but are still very much, you know, things to be accomplishments that are worth noting. So, yeah, I get the thought, but the situations are so different for so many different reasons. I can't sit here and say, well, look, the Knicks did it. Why shouldn't the Bills did it? And really, the other part of this that we haven't seen with the Knicks is, and we've had this discussion with the Bills, just because you fire Tibbs doesn't mean the next guy is better. Mm-hmm. And the Bills are probably in a tougher spot there because as good as a coach as Tibbs is, and I think he is, I don't think he's as high on the pecking order as Sean McDermott is. You could probably argue it, but the bottom line is the Knicks are about to find out what happens, you know, or the Knicks are about to find out if the grass is really greener on the other side, whereas the Bills haven't gone there yet, and we won't be able to have that side of the comparison.
And I haven't seen anything. Maybe you have. I haven't looked into it enough. I don't know. Is there more to it with Thibs? Like, was it player-related? Was there something behind the scenes? is it just they have he hasn't taken us to where we need to go? I'm not sure about that, to be honest with you.
Well, there was a discussion that Carl Anthony Towns didn't know the defensive rotations, something to that effect, that he wasn't – either he didn't know or wasn't willing to play the defense. So that certainly is a mitigating factor, which would, you know, make it a little more understandable about the Knicks moving on so fast. So and that's another thing. You know, for all the things that Sean McDermott has not done well, you've not heard anything about, like, players not willing or not running the defense right. You know, it's about making the wrong decisions or just not getting the job done, not, you know – gross negligence and or mutiny, I guess, if you want to go there with Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, interesting. Thad, thank you so much, buddy. Look forward to seeing you next week again. I really appreciate you joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me on as always, man. I'll see you next week. I'll see you Friday, right?
Oh, I'll see you Friday. We're playing golf. That's right. See you Friday. The Bills Media Golf Outing. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. See
you. See you, man.
All right. Thad Brown, WROC-TV Rochester. Check him out. BKL. Buffalo Kickoff Live. And we'll be talking a lot more with that, you know, during the season, I'm sure. Okay, real quick, let's take a timeout. We'll come back here. We got the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup Final. I did that yesterday. You get the point, whichever one you want to call it. We also had some Bills stuff from yesterday lingering I want to get to here after OTAs on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.